This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Excitement's building for the 2022 Kentucky Commodity Conference, Thursday, January 13th in Bowling Green. Kentucky Soybean Association President Alan Pace says there'll be a special event Wednesday that'll kick off the conference a day early.
We're going to have Kevin Matthews there, and he owns and operates Matthew Family Farms in North Carolina, and he's Precision Nutrient Management Company is one of the things he operates there too, and he spends a tremendous amount of time implementing and testing new technologies.
Pace says this year's early riser session will feature Barrett Snodgrass,
Principal Atmospheric Scientist for Nutrient Ag. I know that sounds like a mouthful there, but he's using a lot of analytical software to help manage weather risk, and it's going to let us know a little bit more about global production agriculture.
He adds a marketing session planned for mid-morning. We'll provide some good information.
Jordan Shockley with the University of Kentucky is going to be moderating that. We're going to have Mark Gold and Angie Sitzer there. And Mark is he's the founder of Top Third Marketing, and Angie is a partner in Consensus.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
State Soybean Association President Alan Pace says the midday luncheon will feature remarks from Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles and a special guest speaker.
Barry Hagstorm, he's a prize-winning agricultural journalist, book author, and commentator. And he's going to basically be discussing farm issues, you know, what appears that we need to be looking at on the horizon. A lot of y'all might have heard from him on Progressive Farmer and DTN.
He says the day will end with a grower reception and awards ceremony, with one farm being recognized for outstanding soybean yields.
The Gates brothers, Joe and Scott, they have just raised 112 bushels an acre soybeans.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.